Well, it's nice to be back at Kemper Lakes, and joining us is General Manager John Hoslin. John, welcome back to Golfers on Golf, and we sit here again, and I look at your club that I first saw for the first time in a few years, early December. It has certainly changed, and as I wrote in a previous piece, it's not your father's Kemper Lakes anymore, and it's not even the Kemper Lakes that Payne Stewart won the 1989 PGA Championship anymore. It's really evolved since then.
Thank you, Rory. It's a pleasure to sit down and talk golf with you here today. So, yeah, there's been a lot of changes in the last half dozen years with regards to the golf course and the clubhouse and amenities and such. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, I think it might have just started off as add some new tees and different things. And I know you went through some bunker work for a while, and a little while later after that, it was more like a tee project. But when you look at the golf course from tee to green, it's really evolved in all areas, not just some tee boxes, not just a little length, but where bunkers have been taken out, where they've been put in. It's really been turned into a modern-day championship layout again.
Yeah, as you referenced the bunker project, you know, we commissioned Rick Jacobson and his golf design company to improve the bunkers, kind of modernize that from a length standpoint, and, you know, add in some featured bunkers. And through that process, he also did a master plan. So what we did over the last, we did the bunker project and then, you know, took some time off from the golf course major work. But then at the in the last half dozen years, we went back to Rick and asked him to finish up the items from the master plan that we didn't address during that initial bunker project. So he went in and put in a few tournament bunkers on a couple of the holes, put in some tee boxes. We actually put in probably more forward tees than we put in back tees. Again, you're just trying to make the golf course, you know, now that we're a private club, right? And we have been for, you know, 22 years, you know, now that we're in that realm, you want the golf course to be playable for everybody, right? And, you know, you've got some senior golfers, you've got lady golfers and junior golfers and all that. So a lot of those forward tees that have been put in have made the golf course, you know, more exciting for those players. And that's a focus for us. I mean, that's a key to making sure that we're, you know, providing great playing conditions for everybody. So not just the extra long tees that nobody really wants to play. It's too much work to go back there, but they're there if you want to go see them. So it's good.
Well, other than the once a year member outing where they say it's the superintendent's revenge and you got to play the back tees and they tuck the pins and you try to see who can actually survive and still have golf balls left in their bag by the end of the round, especially with the challenges presented by holes 16, 17, and 18, your gauntlet holes, you do have that championship caliber brought back to the golf course. Should indeed a big-time tournament want to return to Kemper Lakes, and if that's something the club wants to do at some point here.
Yeah, you know, a superintendent's revenge is more of a pace of play problem than it is a revenge problem. I mean, the golf course just gets too challenging and too difficult when you play it all the way back there. But yeah, you know, I mean, the golf course is built for championship golf. It's a beautiful piece of property. It's a great design. It's a great layout. It's a great test of golf. I mean, you have to hit good golf shots with all the water and you know, just the design from the Killian Nugent design that, you know, Rick helped us, you know, it kind of take to the next, you know, the next step. You know, the golf course is there. It's great. You know, we're focused on our membership and that. You know, we had a couple of opportunities present themselves, you know, this year through associations. You know, we're going to host the Illinois Open this year and are very excited about that and excited about having, you know, that caliber of golfer, you know, here again with the Illinois PGA. And so that's an exciting opportunity, you know, for the golf course to be tested by some really, really good golfers. And then, you know, additionally with the CDGA, we're going to be hosting the Mid-Am here in May. So again, just, you know, working with those local folks and presenting opportunities to, you know, kind of have Kemper Lakes, you know, kind of showcase to better amateur golfers. And then, you know, with the Illinois Open, you know, a lot of good, you know, pro golfers there. Those are two exciting things that I think will showcase kind of what you're talking about as far as, you know, seeing Kemper Lakes through different lens after a few years of not seeing it. And, you know, I think, you know, as a club, we're excited about those opportunities and excited about what that presents and what we're gonna see out of that here in 2025. So we'll go with that and see what happens with those events, and hopefully you'll stop by and talk to me before or right after, and we can recap what happened and the results of that. But you know, excited about that. So looking forward to it.
Well, I know that some people at the Illinois PGA are anxious to see how the closing holes play out, due to the fact that the last time they had events here, they had the match play here. So if you hit one in the drink, well, okay, maybe you lose one hole, but it's different in stroke play. And I think there's some people curious to see how stroke play is going to play with the challenges that your closing holes present. As a matter of fact, one of the section's better players already told me they will be lobbying to play 17 in as a short par three, about as short as they can possibly play it.
Well, you know, when we agreed to host the Illinois Open, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Brad from the Illinois PGA, and I think he is excited about the opportunities that the golf course presents as far as a setup standpoint and setting it up for the tournament and for that tournament golf. So I know that he expressed to me that he's excited about that, and I'm excited about it too. I mean, I have a good relationship with Brad, and I think that he's going to have some fun and set some things up in a good spot for the guys to enjoy the test. But like you said, you know, hitting in the water during match play is one thing. Hitting in the water during stroke play is a completely different deal. And there's a lot of water that challenges those three tee shots on 16, 17, and 18. So we'll see. We did add a back tee on 17 as a part of that master plan, and I think it plays like 225 to the middle of that green, which is long and narrow, as you know. So, I mean, if the pin's back, it's probably 250, which, I mean, they'll never play that. That's ridiculous. But, you know, you put the pin up and you make it a, 200-yard shot where you got to get it right over the water. It'll be interesting. I don't know. Like I said, Brad, that's Brad's space. I'm not going to pretend like I'm a tournament director, but we'll see what he can do.
Well, I love the fact that you've been, you didn't just push tees back to add yardage. They were sort of pushed back in different directions to add a little more strategy to the tee shot. And bunkers weren't just made bigger or made smaller for maintenance purposes, but there was really some strategy added to the locations. And it seems like players, especially some guys that hit it a little further, are going to have some strategy involved to avoid some of the newer fairway bunkers that you've put out there, considering there's two different directions and two possible types of tee shots needed during the week, especially the Illinois Open, if not also the CDGA Mid-Am as well.
Again, as part of Rick's, kind of finishing up that master plan, we did add some fairway bunkers to holes that previously in Kemper Lake's history, didn't have bunkers in the fairway, like 2, 4, 5, 8. Those holes on the front nine received new bunkers. And I'll tell you, when I'm driving around the golf course on a weekend morning, I see members finding themselves, in those bunkers quite often, right? I mean, they are, so like you said, they're strategically placed. They're in the right spot because they are collecting golf balls. So, it's a different shot to hit a, 100-yard fairway bunker shot or longer on 4 on the par 5. Obviously, it's probably more of a layup from the bunker. But, yeah, I think you referenced the par 3 on the back, right? So 13. You've got two different angles there, right? You've got the left side and the right side. And they present a different shot. I mean, the right side's much longer. I think that goes back to, 230, 240 on that side. But the front of the front of the green is open there, right? So you don't really have to necessarily carry anything to get there. And then if you go to the left side, a lot of the pins from the left side tee box, are protected by the bunkers, right? So that bunker on the left side of the green, you have to play over that, right? And you have to carry it, and it's all carry. And then, you're kind of, that green's narrow, so you're kind of limited from a depth perception standpoint, right? So you have to hit an accurate shot there, as far as your distance control. So, like you said, I mean, the CDGA and the Illinois PGA have a lot of ability to you know, come up with ideas and set up their events and their tournaments. So I think they're both going to have a good time, you know, coming up with, you know, different looks for the golfers on different days over the span of their events. So again, you know, hosting those events and working with the local associations is exciting and just looking forward to it.
Well, I know that big championship golf still an excitement for this market. We've seen strong turnouts here for the LIV Tour, which has really been sort of filling the void of the PGA Tour, which has been out of town more often than not recently. And, you know, people will look at what's been done here and say, okay, when is the big tournament coming back? Whatever tournament that is, whether it's a PGA event again, whether it's a tour event, whether it's the USGA, whoever it is, how open is the club to, if it comes, the opportunity comes knocking, to host big-time championship golf back here again at Kemper Lakes?
Well, if I had a crystal ball and I could answer that question, I'd probably be a lot smarter than I am in reality. But, you know, like you said, you know, the big tournament golf has been out of the market quite a bit in the last few years. And, you know, I'm not an expert on the schedule, but if I kind of look at the upcoming few years, I think it's still out of the market quite a bit. And so, you know, I really don't know what those opportunities might be or what that looks like. Obviously, you know, a championship golf course with the pedigree that we have, the events that we've hosted, you're always interested in opportunity and, you know, looking at that and seeing what, you know, what that presents. But, you know, I don't know that I could speak to anything regarding what that looks like in reality. I just don't know. But obviously, if there is an opportunity, certainly interested in the conversation.
Well, another thing that has changed here at Kemper Lakes isn't just the golf course. It's this clubhouse, its layout, its design, and what it offers. Tell us what you've done inside and around the building here, because it just looks magnificent.
I mean, I haven't been here the whole time, but I'm my 20th year here. And, you know, the clubhouse has definitely changed over that time. You know, when I first started here, we were in the middle of a renovation, which was basically kind of transitioning from the, you know, the public golf shop, which was massive. And, you know, that clubhouse experience that a lot of people who played here when the golf course was public were familiar with, and then transitioning into, you know, a clubhouse that was more geared towards our membership and you know, in a private club. And, you know, as Kemper Lakes has evolved, as the golf course has gone through those changes that we discussed, the bunker renovations and such, the busyness of the club has increased and grown. And you know, with that, you know, we adjusted with that to accommodate and be able to accommodate the members and provide that private club experience that they're looking for and enjoy. So that's, you know, that's kind of what we've done over the stages here in the last, you know, half dozen years is, you know, created new dining areas, you know, great spaces, a new bar, you know, fun atmosphere. And then most recently, and I think probably what caught your eye in December when you were here was, you know, we finished our clubhouse expansion, the golf shop. And with that, you know, a covered patio area for member, you know, dining and socializing, and then an exterior patio area with fire pits and, you know, kind of overlooking the 18th green and really creating a great atmosphere for the members to enjoy after golf or just to come out and have dinner or lunch. So, you know, those areas have been open most recently within the last year, and last year was our first year with them kind of open, and they were very well received and very popular places for people to hang out. So, you know, again, you know, you kind of just keep moving forward, you know, as the membership, you know, continues to get more involved and have a good time. You want to provide those areas for them to do that.
Well, it seems like it might have started after the pandemic. People were cooped up in their houses for a long time and they just want to be outside. And then, of course, we've got winter up here in Chicago, and it's another time of the year where people are stuck inside. So when people come out to a golf facility or a golf club, they like the opportunity just not to be outside when they're hitting the golf ball, but before the round, you know, your membership, they might want to come in and have breakfast first. They might want to have lunch after golf. They may want to have dinner after golf. And you've really provided a nice option. Or if you come in and you come over for dinner around sunset time, you can sit outside and sit around those fire pits with your favorite beverage and watch a beautiful sunset here over the lakes that are called home at Kemper.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, that's kind of the prime location of that covered patio area, you know, is overlooking, you know, kind of what we've already talked about, the gauntlet, right? You're overlooking the 18th green, overlooking the lake, and with 17 green and tee in the background. And, you know, that's a westward facing view. So like you said, the sun sets that direction are pretty spectacular, pretty great. And, you know, again, you know, you have the membership and, you know, they're interested in you know, dining at the club. And you know, we've got a great chef and a pretty great menu, and it's well received, and we're busy. And so it's exciting to have people, you know, here and to create these, you know, these areas that people want to hang out in, right? Like you said, I mean, there's that golf window from breakfast to dinner to, you know, late evening cocktails. That's a pretty big window for people to partake of. So having spaces that coordinate and cater to all those different opportunities is great. And that's, you know, that's kind of what we were looking to do as we continue to kind of expand on the clubhouse and improve and make that a reality for our members. And I think was successful. You know, I from what I've seen over the last few years, it's been pretty successful and well received, and people are enjoying it. So just want to keep doing that, keep working on, you know, what we can control, our service and, you know, what we offer. And we're going to keep going forward.
I know that from the last story I wrote about Kemper Lakes, and there were still people saying, God, I remember being there for the 1989 PGA Championship, and it was so exciting, and we watched Payne Stewart win. And I think that's something else that the club is to be commended for, is, you know, there's different places around here. The club hasn't forgotten that Payne Stewart won here, and you guys have done some things in honor of Payne and in his memory, and you try to recognize the annual Payne Stewart Award winner. But tell us about the club's commitment here a little bit to preserving that great week that so many golf fans enjoyed, and the memory of one of the all-time great players on the PGA Tour and one of the all-time great three-time major champions in the sport of golf.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting opportunity we have to be a part of golf history. You know, you referenced Payne and his three major championships, and, you know, probably the one that a lot of people outside of Chicago think about most often is the win at Pinehurst in 1999, right? So obviously the story of Payne, you know, changed a lot from his first win here at Kemper Lakes to that win on that Father's Day, I think that was, right? And, so you know, we're kind of the beginning of the story, right? I think, you know, Payne, while he was, you know, very well known as a good player and well known for the way he dressed, you know, the NFL knickers and
people still remember those Bears shirts, yeah. And Bears look right here at Kemper Lakes.
Yeah. So, you know, he was well known, but you know, being that this was his first major, you know, I think that kind of started kind of the story that was then evolved with his other wins and everything happened. And then obviously, you know, the tragedy of you know, him being taken too soon. But, you know, it's great to be a part of that story, right? Even if it's the beginning, the early chapters, right? It's still great to be a part of that. And you know, it's a long time ago. Like you said, the golf course was really different in 1989 than it is today, but you know, the bones are still there. The structure is still there. The layout's still there. So, you know, we do continue to kind of keep an eye on that with the Payne Stewart Award winner. We have a set up in our locker room where we add that the new winner every year picture and that, and you know, we have a lot of the the Payne Stewart 1989 PGA stuff, right? Scoreboards and photos and pictures, like you said, the Bears outfit, you know, and you know what he was wearing on that Sunday when he won here. So we still have his locker, you know, glass front on it, and the replica clubs in there, and those things. So it's nice to kind of remember that and keep that as part of our history, as well as a part of golf history, and being a part of that and kind of meshing those two together is important, right? It's an important part of the club. It's an important part of our story, and it's an important part of Payne's story. So it's nice. It's just nice to be a part of it, and it's nice to remember it, and we'll continue to do that, you know, year over year with the Payne Stewart Award winner. And then we'll also keep, you know, some of that memorabilia front facing for members and guests to see when they come to the club. So.
Well, one of the other things that's happened is that some private clubs with the, we'll call it the golf boom of the last few years, they filled up. There's no memberships available. Waiting lists it used to be a thing of the past, are now a thing of the present. And so as people see more of Kemper Lakes and what it's evolved into, and they realize you're a private club, and they say, geez, I used to love playing out there, and it sounds like it's someplace I'd like to go again. But membership opportunities, are there membership opportunities here, or are you sold out with a waiting list?
I wish I could say we were sold out with a waiting list, but we do have some spots available. We're getting close to being full, and that's exciting. But, you know, being golf only, being a golf club, provides a unique opportunity for us, right? So you don't have some of those other amenities that a typical country club would have, but we have an unbelievable property, unbelievable upgraded clubhouse with the amenities, and so we're kind of a golfer's haven. And our members are very serious about their golf and their practice. We've made some improvements to the practice area as well as the course and clubhouse over the last half dozen years. And there's a lot of space out there for people to work on their games and work on a wedge area, you know, for up to 70 yard wedge shots, and a lot of bent grass areas for hitting 30, 40 yard pitches into greens with some undulation and bunkering and that kind of stuff, along with the traditional range where you can just hit driver all day long. But yeah, so there is opportunity available and memberships available for people. So, you know, we're excited for, you know, people looking for a golf haven where they can really work on their game and play an unbelievable golf course every day. We've got a spot for those folks.
John, anything else you'd like people to know about Kemper Lakes as it stands today?
Yeah, I, Roy, I greatly appreciate you coming out and sitting with me here kind of before the season gets started. And, you know, just for your keen eye to, you know, step in here in December with one of our members and look around and say, wait a second, this does not look like the place that I remember from just even a few years ago. It's really dramatically changed, especially the clubhouse. And then when you went out and kind of drove around the golf course, I think you saw that, you know, if you hadn't been here in a few years, the golf course looked quite a bit different as well, in a better way, right? So, you know, I think, you know, I just appreciate your willingness to come out and chat today and emphasize that a lot of improvements have been made. Kemper Lakes' place in history with the Payne Stewart and the 89 PGA Championship is still a reality, but a lot of things have changed and a lot of things have, you know, gotten better, and now we have a clubhouse and a golf course that's, you know, great for our members, and is continuing to improve, and there's an opportunity to be a part of that. So thank you very much.
John Hosland, General Manager, Kemper Lakes Golf Club. Thanks for joining us here at Golfers on Golf.
Thanks, Roy.